Mathematics, My Father and Me. If you grew up in Australia in the 1940s, 50s and 60s, there's a good chance you studied maths with the help of the textbooks written by two high school teachers, A.G. Aitken and B.N. Farlow. I knew the books well because I used them too, and Alec Aitken was my father. They were mostly for the early years of high school. And he would write them and draw all the diagrams on the dining room table outside my bedroom from about 6 a.m. until breakfast, which was his job too. In later life, I followed him both in writing books and in making breakfast. He was a good role model. Dad was convinced that everyone had maths in them. I could counter later in life with stories of my friends who had become maths teachers and loved it, though they had not been proficient at the subject at school. I was the eldest of three boys, and all of us turned out to be decently competent at whatever we studied. But I was the cause of much head-shaking when school reports came in. "You should do much better," was a common summary. "Why don't you go back when you've finished and check everything you've done? You'll do a lot better that way." At the end of my sixth class, I followed his advice. Perhaps he had given it again the night before the exams. The papers were okay, and, as usual, I worked quickly. Instead of looking around to see if I was the first to finish, I went back and checked. I certainly had made errors, and fixed each of them up. When the results came out, I had scored a perfect 400 out of 400 for all the mathematics papers. Dad was jubilant, and the experience stayed in my mind thereafter. What's more, I felt comfortable with numbers, and still do. Today, we call that feeling number sense. In 1950, Dad went to be head of the mathematics department at Armidale Teachers College, and most of my secondary schooling was in Armidale. At the end of the third year, I had to make an awkward choice. My best subject was history, but I like maths too. They were opposed, and I couldn't do physics without maths. My parents didn't press for one route or the other. It was, finally, up to me. So I went down the humanities path. I have many times wondered what would have happened if I'd done what my brothers were to do, double maths, physics and chemistry. Meanwhile, my father had become involved in teaching teachers how to teach mathematics, both in primary school and in high school. He became known to generations of teachers as Tintin, not because of any daring exploits, but because of his specific pronunciation of 10, as in 10 times 10. He already believed that the core problem was the way in which children were taught arithmetic in infants and primary school, and he set out to solve it. He developed a wide network of primary teachers who understood what he was about. In 1957, on long service leave overseas, he encountered the coloured rods invented by the Belgian primary school teacher George Cousinaire, and fell for them at once. Back in Australia, they became a basic element in his arsenal, because their use as play allowed students to see number relationships for themselves. His enthusiasm and competence meant that he infected young teachers with the same possibilities, and they wrote to him about their successes. By the time he retired in 1967, there were few places in Sydney or in the countryside where he did not have at least one follower.